Welcome back, everyone. This is episode number 49 of the Rewards Canada podcast series. This is a special episode in that we're going to focus on a theme that we think's, you know, gaining some traction. It's all around companion passes. On the Rewards Canada website, we of course recently featured the Ultimate Flight Companion Pass credit card portfolio. We're going to start off by talking a little bit about that, but we're also going to share a reader story with you. It was featured on the site, but we want to share some of the highlights of that story in terms of how companion passes work and how they worked in this particular case for one of our readers. And then we'll just talk about, you know, companion passes as a general trend. So Patrick, let's start by talking a bit about the companion pass credit card portfolio that is featured on the site. Why don't you give us an overview of what you did to put this together and the highlights of it?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the end of November, we released this Ultimate Flight Companion Pass credit card portfolio. It falls into our complete series of Ultimate credit card portfolios. This is the 15th one we've now featured. There's pretty much something for everyone in there now. I think there'll be a few more coming out, but we've almost exhausted it. But this is one that we didn't touch, and I think this is a great one to look at because so many people just look at the reward side of credit cards, the points and miles earned, and yet a lot of these cards offer benefits beyond that should be looked at and taken into consideration. So this is something that, you know, somebody should look at if you travel with somebody else, more than one person, even with a family, and want to find a way to save money on that travel. So what a companion pass is basically a free flight or a discounted flight given to you when you buy another one. And it varies from the offers out there. There aren't too many in Canada. There's literally only like 5 credit cards right now that offer this companion pass option. And some of those are only limited time. They're not even an annual benefit on the card. Probably the most famous one, which we've discussed on the podcast and on the website many times, is the MasterCard option in this portfolio, and that's the WestJet RBC World Elite MasterCard. It has the best companion pass option in Canada. Basically, you buy one ticket at whatever price you like, except for their new business class fares that have just come out for their 787s, but it can be the cheapest economy right up to the most expensive plus, or as they now call it, premier fare. And your second ticket will be anywhere from $99 up to $399, depending where you're traveling to. So $99 is pretty much within Canada and the U.S. $299 gets you that companion ticket to any of their sun destinations, so Caribbean, Mexico, Central America, Hawaii. And $399 is for their flights to Europe. This can provide huge savings when you're buying 2 tickets, especially if you're somebody who buys tickets at the last minute and they're very expensive, or traveling in plus. They can provide really big savings. I know for us ourselves, we did a last minute booking early in 2018 for a last minute family day getaway, and plus was probably the best route to go on WestJet. The tickets were probably close to $7,000 because it was so last minute for a family of 4. And by using a companion pass from my credit card, and my wife also has a credit card, so we were able to get our daughters for $99 each. So we brought the $7,000 worth of tickets down to $3,500.
So you cut in half, essentially. That's pretty impressive.
Essentially, yeah. Basically, it saved us a huge amount of money. I know some people who can't afford to go last minute even at that amount, but this is just one example. Even if you plan ahead, a $300 or $400 flight, when you're getting it for $99, provides a great amount of savings for people. So that's huge. And that the WestJet card, you'll get this every year you have the card. You get this companion flight benefit. And we also, like to point out that, you know, when you get the card, you get a $250 WestJet bonus. So that $250 can be put towards those flights as well at that time. And you can use WestJet dollars towards that $99, the companion flight amount. The only thing you can't use WestJet dollars towards are taxes and fees, which you have to pay on top of these companion flights. So that's the first card in the portfolio. The second card that we have in there is the American Express Air Miles Reserve credit card. Now, this is a little bit more of an expensive card, but it offers a lot of benefits in the Air Miles program and with the card. And its companion pass allows you to redeem once a year for a second Air Miles flight of a value of up to 1,700 Air Miles. So that covers most short-haul flights within Canada or U.S. You're flying Toronto to Montreal, Toronto to New York, something like that. When you redeem for one flight, the second flight will be covered up to 1,700 miles. Well, you still have to pay the taxes and fees on top of that. So depending where you fly, if it's short haul, the taxes and fees aren't that much. So again, great coverage there. You're getting two redemptions. So now we're seeing the two different types of companion passes here as well. The WestJet one is for paid tickets, whereas the Air Miles Reserved is for reward tickets. So you're using miles and you're saving miles on that second ticket by using that annual companion pass benefit on that reserve card. Now, if you book a flight greater than 1,700 miles, they will just provide you a credit of up to 1,700 miles. Say you redeem 2,300 miles for a flight, you just have to pay 600 miles to cover the difference. So pretty good option there that they're not limiting you to just short-haul tickets. It's basically you can use it up to 1,700 miles for any Air Miles ticket. And so that covers the Amex portion of this portfolio. As you know, in these portfolios, what they are is one card from each major card issuer. So Amex, Visa, MasterCard. Because we recommend that you carry one of each in your wallet. So rounding that out, we have a Visa card in there, and it's the only Visa card in Canada that has a companion pass option. That's the RBC British Airways Visa Infinite card. Now, this one is kind of like the Air Miles one, because you have to redeem miles, or in this case, British Airways uses Avios. So you redeem Avios for a ticket, and you can get a second one for free. Now, to get this companion voucher, it's not awarded annually. You can get it annually, but you have to spend $30,000 on the card before they award it to you. So if you're spending $30,000 a year, and this is something that appeals to you, then this might be the card for you. But you have to spend $30,000 a year to get that voucher. But the cool thing about this voucher with British Airways is that it can be used for any class. It can be economy, business, or first class. So if you're redeeming 100,000 Avios for a flight between Toronto and London for business class, that second business class flight that would also cost you 100,000 Avios will be covered by this voucher. So basically, you're only spending $50,000 per business class ticket. Now, you do have to pay the taxes and fees on each ticket, which in the business class on BA is not cheap. It's about $1,000 per ticket. So you're looking at $2,000 and 100,000 Avios. But you know what? You're looking at $6,000 or more in flights. So in the end, it works out to be a good deal. This is probably the toughest card out of the three in terms of a companion voucher to use. But in reality, if you're somebody who flies BA a lot, uses this card, or know you can put $30,000, it can provide a huge savings as well. And that kind of rounds out our main portfolio. We do touch upon two other cards, the MBNA Alaska Airlines World Elite MasterCard. So that one is a paid voucher, kind of like the WestJet one. The difference here, though, you do get it annually, but it has to be used on Alaska Airlines. So Alaska Airlines only flies to five cities in Western Canada, in BC and Alberta. So it's kind of tougher for anybody outside of those provinces to use it, unless you're willing to drive or fly to somewhere in the US and then fly on Alaska. So Southern Ontario, you know, you have Detroit as an option. So that's always an option to look for that companion pass for the Alaska Airlines World Elite MasterCard. And finally, we also look at a limited time offer, the BMO Air Miles World Elite MasterCard, that right now is offering a limited one-time companion ticket that you can use to when you redeem for two tickets. They'll rebate you the miles on the other ticket. And there's no cap on the miles here. So if you redeem for a huge trans-Pacific flight, you're going to get a huge amount of miles back. But the key with that one is that you have to have the miles in your account for both flights first, because it's a rebate afterwards. And that's a limited one-time companion. It's not annual like the other cards. It's right now if you sign up for this card. I don't know the end date of this. I believe it might be end of February 2019, so you have some time to get it, but you might want to get it sooner than later if you want to take advantage of that. And that'll lead us right into our next topic.
All right. So you're right, Patrick. This is a perfect segue into talking about one of our collector stories. And this is a feature that we often have on the website. And in this case, Jim M., who is a frequent reader of our Rewards Canada website, he shared his story about his recent experience earning the equivalent of $1,300 off by taking advantage of the recent Air Miles companion voucher offer. So, Patrick, let's talk about this. Why don't you give us an overview of Jim's story for those that haven't read it, and in this case, how the recent Air Miles companion voucher offered worked for him.
Yeah, absolutely. So he really reinforced the value of these companion vouchers. You know, we've talked about the Air Miles one. This is the second time they've offered it this year. But we didn't really delve into it too much because ourselves, I don't have the card, haven't tested it out. And he was the first reader to approach us and tell us that, yeah, like this is huge value. And it kind of gives me a little bit of hope in the Air Miles program because it is showing some value. You know, he even himself, after the whole debacle a couple of years ago, was kind of giving up on Air Miles, but this really changed it for him. And so this one-time companion voucher, he applied for it earlier this fall when this offer came out that's ongoing right now. And now the offer, it's not just this free companion voucher you get when you redeem for Air Miles flights. It also offers 3,000 Air Miles when you spend $3,000 on the card. So that's a pretty big sign-up bonus to begin with. And it offers the typical BMO 15% reductions on Air Miles flights within North America. So he combined all of these three things to get himself a great redemption. What we can look at here is Jim is flying out of Sudbury. And for what a lot of people don't know, there's huge value in Air Miles and Aeroplan and other programs flying out of these smaller Canadian cities where ticket prices tend to be a lot higher. You know, out of places like Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, Toronto, Montreal, flights tend to be cheaper because of the competition. But these smaller cities have less competition. It can be very expensive to fly or pay cash for those tickets. So that's where these programs can really provide a lot of value. So what Jim did, he looked for spring flights between Sudbury and Vancouver. The mileage cost was 7,200 miles for the two flights. But then it gets reduced by 15% because of having that BMO World Elite Air Miles MasterCard. So in the end, the redemption is 6,120 miles. Now the companion benefit will see 3,060 miles returned to his account. So he's only spending 3,060 miles to fly between Sudbury and Vancouver for two people. The taxes were $287. Now the lowest price he could find booking those same flights for those same dates was $1,471 Canadian. So you take out the taxes and fees and you're looking at savings of well over $1,100 of value for him. Out of that, the miles he earned on the card using the companion voucher, getting the 15% discount, all for just having that card. And you know what I didn't even mention is that this card is, there's no annual fee in the first year, it's waived. So this is all free to him. So he's basically, other than having to spend his $3,000 on the card to get the 3,000 miles, he is getting that $1,100 plus for free in value. And this is exactly why we do what we do. This is a very good example of an awesome redemption, especially for the Air Miles program, because in the end, he's receiving about 39 cents of value per Air Mile on that booking. If you've listened to our podcast on our website, we normally value Air Miles at 11 to 15 cents each. So he's more than doubling our typical valuation for Air Miles. So this is a huge, amazing redemption. And Jim says this is what he uses it for, is for those kind of domestic flights, the shorter flights, flights out of his hometown, because they tend to be very expensive. In fact, a lot of flights Sudbury to somewhere else in Canada, even just to Toronto, are more expensive than flying Sudbury to an international destination. Because usually those ones, they price them similar to just flying out of Toronto to, say, London or Paris or something like that. They just they throw on the connecting flight for not very much. So this just proves the value of reward programs, even Air Miles. There's a lot of naysayers for Air Miles, and this just changes everything. It even has me kind of reevaluating my Air Miles, how I'm using it as well, because I've gone a 50-50 route where 50 goes cash, 50 goes Dream Miles. I may go all back to Dream Miles because there is even value in this program despite people knocking it. And same goes for Aeroplan. There are people who say they can't find value out of it, but you know what? This shows where you can really get good value out of the program.
For sure. And let's talk a little bit about some of the catches to these types of offers, because Jim did all the right things in terms of how he's used this particular limited time offer, including booking well in advance in order to take advantage of this of these deals. But let's talk about some of the things to watch out for when contemplating companion offers in general.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of these cards we're talking about that have these companion vouchers, they are the higher end cards. They're the World Elites, they're the Visa Infinites. So they do have minimum income requirements of 60 to 80,000 per person, or you know, there's household requirements that are higher. So they're not for everybody unless you can meet those requirements. Some like this Air Miles one, it's a one time, it's not annual like the other cards. All the cards have annual fees in most cases. The, of course, that we mentioned, the BMO Air Miles right now does not have an annual fee in the first year. But if you're going to continue with the card for your second year, you will pay an annual fee. So that's something you want to keep an eye out if you want to keep the card after using all the benefits, earning your 3,000 miles, using your companion voucher. That's something you'll want to see whether to, if you're getting value out of earning a lot of miles on the card or not. So those are some of the things. Of course, availability, Sudbury to Vancouver worked great for Jim, but maybe you're going to be looking at a different route that has a lot more bookings, maybe Toronto to Orlando, and you want to go during spring break. There's going to be a harder chance of using your companion vouchers in terms of a redemption one, like the Air Miles one, because if there's no seats available, of course, you can't redeem for it. That's where the WestJet one comes in handy, because it's for a paid ticket. It doesn't matter where or when or whatever, as long as you're buying a fare class you can use the companion voucher on, which is their premium or econo fares, you can use that voucher. It doesn't matter if the ticket's $150 or $1,500, you can use your voucher. So that's something you'll want to take into mind too. So if you know you're not really traveling during the busiest periods, or you can book way ahead to get those busiest periods with the miles, the Air Miles option is great. You know, that's something you really want to look at. But if you're traveling, you know, outside of those heavy times, and you know you can use those Air Miles, definitely also look at the card.
Okay, well let's now talk about this sort of companion offers as a trend moving forward. So yes, WestJet's offer is an ongoing offer. We've already mentioned that. And you've just mentioned, of course, this is a limited time offer for Air Miles. But what's your general sense that companion offers will become more of a standard part of many of these reward programs? Because I was quite intrigued by what you were saying about how this is working so far for the Air Miles rewards program, particularly this idea of reinvigorating it for some that may have decided to sort of depart from it altogether. Do you see this as something that will pick up steam and be a more regular feature moving forward?
It's hard to say, because it does cost the programs quite a bit of money, but it's also, it's pushing people to actually book. You know, there's supplemental revenue to them from doing these things. I don't think WestJet will ever get rid of it. It's a big selling point of their card. Maybe with these couple tests with the Air Miles World Elite, maybe it will become an annual item, which would be great. If it does, what they may do is cap it kind of like the Air Miles Reserve card at a certain amount of miles, because it would get very expensive to them to offer annually 10,000 plus Air Miles redemptions, you know, maybe to New Zealand or to Tokyo or to Europe or something like that. It would get quite expensive to them. So we may see it capped within North America or at a certain mileage amount. But that's still better than not having that voucher at all. You know, so if you can use it every year, great. So we may see that happen there. We may see with these couple companies like Air Miles testing it out, maybe the new Air Canada loyalty program in 2020 may try something with it, with their cards when they get revamped, when the new program launches and Aeroplan gets moved into that program. Maybe we'll see TDCIBC come out with something. I don't see it growing too much more. I mean, Alaska has it. We see WestJet has it. Air Miles has it. Would somebody like More Rewards offer it? Probably not, because they're kind of a per dollar off program. You don't have to have the full amount of miles. Maybe we'll see somebody like your RBCs and CIBC Aventuras test it out, because they have the fixed rate charts where it's a little easier for them to do that. So that might be an option as well for these companies to test the waters.
Well, good stuff. And of course, we want to hear from you. Let us know if you've had any experience using these companion passes, whether it's the limited time Air Miles offer, or maybe you frequently rely on the WestJet companion offer. Love to hear your stories. Send them to us, and we can feature them on our website because they help to certainly inspire others. Okay, Patrick, well, look, we've covered a lot of ground on companion passes. They sound like something that will definitely continue to gain some traction, and we'll continue to report on them. Our next podcast will, in fact, be the last one before the end of 2018, and we'll be looking at 2018 in review. We'll talk about some of the trends like companion passes and other industry-related news from this past year. But we'll also, of course, take a look at some trends for 2019. Until then, keep listening, keep collecting, and send us in your stories. Thanks a lot.